This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. And Bob is here to tell us how terrible the hurricane season was, how awful it was, wiped out New England, wiped out North Carolina. It's still doing damage in the Arctic. Bob, what happened?
Well, what happened is it didn't do what was predicted. And this is, once again, me indicating the uncertainty of science, especially when it comes to climate. Nothing's settled. No one really understands the climate. It's extremely complex, and we've only really been studying it in detail with good instrumentation for about a half century. And we're talking about something that evolves over millions of years. So we really don't understand it. So anyway, every year NOAA issues predictions about what the hurricane season is going to be like. And in 2024, they predicted it would be a very active hurricane season. Now, I posted a link to a paper that published that reviewed the prediction in 24, and it did not. The hurricane season did not behave as expected, and they don't understand exactly how it behaved. They got the number right. The number of hurricanes over the whole season was about what they predicted. But what happened is they had a lot of activity at the beginning and a lot of activity more than expected ever at the end. But then the middle was almost no activity at all. And they didn't expect that at all. And they didn't. None of their predictions or models include such a pattern. And they don't understand it. Their basic conclusion is, well, I guess the climate is very complex and we just don't have all the factors in our models yet. That's exactly the point. NOAA has been consistently calling for active hurricane seasons now for two decades, since Al Gore prophesied that global warming was going to cause a lot of hurricanes. And they've been consistently wrong. In fact, from 2006 to 18, there were almost no major hurricanes at all. Totally in contrast to the predictions of the global warming crowd. So all this tells you is they still don't know anything, and anything to do is nothing more than throwing a dart blindfolded at a wall. They're really guessing. It doesn't mean the research they're doing is bad. It just means it's very preliminary. The data is not complete, and the complexity is so great, almost to the level of chaos, that it's going to be very difficult ever to predict what's going to happen.
You mean New England wasn't wiped out, North Carolina is intact, and the Arctic is not threatened. Okay.
That's what I mean, John, yeah.
All right, swarm of satellites. That sounds dangerous, is it?
No. A European space agency launched a three-satellite constellation it named Swarm. It did this about a decade ago. And Swarm was designed to measure the strength of the Earth's magnetic field at good resolution. A decade later, they have now announced that what they've determined is that there were changes in that magnetic field. For example, in the northern hemisphere above the pole, as the North Pole started to move towards Siberia, which it is doing, the strength of the pole over Asia increased and the strength over North America decreased. In addition, there's a weak point called the South Atlantic Anomaly. This is above South America. Well, it grew during those 10 years towards Africa. That's important for satellites because in that weak area near the equator, satellites go through that. They're exposed to greater radiation, so satellite builders need to know about it. Well, they found these changes, and these changes are related to the molten core of the Earth. Changes in its shape and movement, literally weather in that molten core, that changes the nature of the dynamo that produces the magnetic field. We don't understand any of this. We just know it's happening, and we know that's the link. But the actual process itself is really not understood. It's not much different from not understanding the magnetic dynamo of the sun. But nonetheless, we're now tracking changes, and that's of some interest, John.
The Titan, moon of Saturn, was visited early, as I recall, early in this century. Is that the one that has the ocean made out of
Hydrocarbon. This Titan is the only moon in the solar system. It's a planet that has its own atmosphere, and it's made up of methane and ethane and hydrocarbons. And it's such that they act like rain, and they have lakes of methane and ethane. It's a very alien environment. Cassini was in orbit around Saturn, John, which we're remembering is Huygens landed on Titan.
Right.
And was very successful. Well, NASA is proposing a mission called Dragonfly to go to Titan and be a little helicopter flying around on the surface and landing and doing tests. That's a project that's going significantly over budget, like six times already, and it's going to grow more, probably $3 billion we're spending right now. Research on Earth has found that the strange chemicals, methane, ethane, and hydrogen cyanide, on Earth, these cannot interact in any way. They're incompatible. They have now discovered that in the cold environment of Titan, they can interact with each other, and this is totally unpredicted and unexpected chemistry that they have never expected. The important point about this is that Dragonfly, very expansive mission, is going to an extremely alien place. I think the odds are very good that strange chemistry we can't even imagine right now could really hurt that mission. And it's unfortunate that NASA chose to do a very single, big, expensive project instead of a lot of smaller ones that you could risk easier because we don't understand what's going on there, John.
All right, 30 seconds, Bob. Back to Mars. What do you see in a crater?
All right, so we got some cool images on Mars. I call this peeling brain terrain on Mars. This is in the glacial regions of Mars in the mid-latitudes. Very strange terrain. Brain terrain is a unique feature of Mars that doesn't exist on Earth, and they don't know what it causes it other than it's related to near-surface ice. And that's what we got here. Lots of glaciers and near-surface ice producing weird formations. John, great picture on Behind the Black.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The public.